I just want to make sure your mic is on here.
Testing, one,
yeah.
Two, three.
Yeah, you're perfect. Thank you so much. State Representative Chuck Basie, we're going out over Missouri Net Live right now on the air, including 93.9, the Eagle in Columbia, our great affiliate there, and KWAS in Jeff City. First of all, Representative, your thoughts on the governor's address today and what your biggest takeaway is from it.
I thought it was an excellent speech. I thought he did a tremendous job highlighting a lot of things that I'm very caring about, and transportation funding is kind of on the top of the things I hear about throughout the rural areas of my district especially. So I thought it was a great speech. The only thing that I would say that I was hoping to hear more was more about veterans issues, but he did touch on that a little bit, but that's something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. But I thought it was a great speech that he gave.
You and I have talked, we've talked about the Roachport Bridge so many times. I thought that one of the biggest things that stuck out to me was about the Buck O'Neill Bridge. I was not expecting him to mention that. That's
right,
huge.
Yeah, it's I worked not too far from that location, so I'm very familiar with that. And I know that's a big need in that area very, very much.
When the governor talked about the issue, Representative, of crime, he talked about crime, and I know Mayor Treese is here and the police chief of Columbia, and you represent part of Columbia as well. One of the things he mentioned was the importance of the faith-based community, and he mentioned the lady's name, I believe, was Bernice Jones, who has 13 grandchildren. We'll do you guys together. Just come on up. Representative Greg Reiser has just come up here as well. We'll get you guys both on together, and Ashley's going to take some photos as well. But a quick question on that, and then we'll bring Representative Reiser up and kind of go back and forth here. Bernice Jones was there, 13 grandchildren, and she's working. Apparently, a bullet hole had come through her home. She got a standing ovation from both parties. Your thoughts on what she's done to help troubled youth in her area?
Well, very, very important. I think that what the governor highlighted on that was tremendous, and brings a little emotion to it, and a little personal experience there is always helpful. So I'm glad that no one was hurt when that happened. I assume nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a great moment.
I thought that was huge. Let's bring in Representative Greg Reiser, and we'll just kind of go back and forth here for a little bit on our airwaves. Representative Reiser, first of all, so great to see you. I appreciate you coming up to join us. The Buck O'Neill Bridge, that's a huge, huge announcement.
That's a huge announcement. I'm going to be excited to see how he plans to pay for it. But I was glad to hear the announcement made anyway. That is a major, not just for the city of Kansas City, but the entire region. That's a huge regional priority. It's something that has to be done.
And for people, and Representative Basie notes that he's worked in that area, and I've driven over it and reported on it. I want to say it was built in the 60s. I'm having a hard time finding my story on that. Does that sound right?
I believe from what I heard, and this was before my time,
yeah.
But it was built in the 50s. It was originally a toll bridge, and then once it was paid off, it became free. The life expectancy, it's well past that. It's in serious need of repair, I think. Second only to the Roachport Bridge, the Buck O'Neill Bridge needs to be replaced.
So obviously bipartisan support from both of you, Representative Reiser, about the Buck O'Neill Bridge. We all agree. We didn't hear how he's going to pay for it. At least I didn't hear that. But that will be something we look at. Let me go back to Representative Basie as we are live right now on Missouri Net. Again, for those of you just tuning in, I'm Brian Helsworth. State Representative Chuck Basie is on my right, a Republican from Roachport, mid-Missouri. On my left is State Representative Greg Reiser, who's from Kansas City. The issue today of the crime that we touched on as well, Quentin Lucas was there, Brian Treese, the police chief, Springfield, St. Louis as well. That appears, at least on some level, to be bipartisan, but where the governor, and maybe you and Greg maybe disagree on this, the governor said he will not waver on the Second Amendment. On that point, the Republicans stood up and applauded. Democrats sat down. That appears to be an area maybe of disagreement.
Well, I think it is, if you just look at the bills that have been filed. But, you know, I do respect the other side to express their thoughts on that. But I don't think cracking down on law-abiding Missourians is the way to go. And I'm going to oppose any legislation that would even be perceived to be harmful to Second Amendment rights.
Representative Reiser, you and Chuck obviously just disagree on this, I think.
I don't know if we disagree on law-abiding citizens having firearms, but the bullet that went through the lady's house, that's probably not a law-abiding citizen. We need sensible gun laws in place that make sure that if you do an individual-to-individual gun sale, that I, as a responsible gun owner, to the best of my knowledge, is selling to a responsible gun owner. That's not in place in Missouri right now. I have a bill that would fix that. If you have a woman who's in a domestic violence situation and has proof that her husband, who has firearms, is in a bad mental state and may try to harm her or kill her, we should be able to go to a judge and protect her by taking those firearms temporarily away from him. These are things that we need to look at. Yes, there are mental health issues, and I have a mental health parity bill to address that, but there is an issue of a bullet coming out of a gun and hitting a human being. And that is happening far too often to children in our neighborhoods. It might not be in your neighborhood, but it's in our state, and they're our children, and they're dying. And what I didn't hear was, really, how are we going to address the death of these children on the street?
Can this Representative Greg Razor, Representative Basie, you want to respond?
Well, no, I understand the passion behind that, but again, I'm very, a lot of my constituents feel the very same way about the so-called red flag laws, that they're being used inappropriately in other areas of the country, and it's just there are things we can try and figure out to do that can help this situation, but again, I just have big concerns about that type of law.
One thing both of you, I think, do agree on, Representative Basie, a Republican, Representative Razor, a Democrat, and Leader Quaid and Speaker Harr both talked to me at the press conference that you were both at last week. They both prioritized, the governor talked about as well, the importance of witness protection, because we've had witnesses who witness, and some of them are children that witnesses, and in St. Louis, I believe one was 13, one was 14, they were murdered by some gang members before trials.
Yes.
That happened, it was covered in the Post. Your thoughts, both of you, on the importance of protecting the witnesses so some of these crimes can be solved?
I hear law enforcement say that very thing, that that there are people that they know who these individuals are that are committing these crimes, but they're scared to death to come forward because they don't want to be the next victim, and that is a legitimate concern. My wife actually works with a lady that lives in a high-crime neighborhood in Columbia, and she says that all the time.
That they fear that.
She knows who these people are, but she just won't come forward and say anything because she does not want to be the next victim.
In
terrible situation.
Representative Razor, I'm sure, in Kansas City, and that's terrible that that would be going on, but I certainly understand it. Representative Razor, in Kansas City, Mayor Lucas has talked about this very issue about people who are afraid to come forward.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a no-brainer and a nonpartisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get dangerous people off the streets. And if there are people in the communities who know who they are, I don't blame them for being scared to come forward. We need to give the appropriate authorities the resources they need to protect those individuals so that our neighborhoods and our people are safer.
Just a couple of quick things here, and I appreciate both of you guys joining us again. Representative Greg Razor on my left, Kansas City, a Democrat. Representative Chuck Basie of Roachport, a Republican, on my right. And I do want to ask as well before we sign off about the Mizzou, because Mizzou is a huge issue about the resolution condemning the NCAA, because that's a huge issue as well. Transportation is huge. Both of you support a gas tax increase. I've interviewed you both, and you in your Republican district, a pretty red district, your constituents 3-1 in favor. You have talked to me about it for 3 or 4 years. The governor did not, at least I didn't hear him, mention a gas tax proposal. Is that what's needed right now with revenue? Because MoDOT has 34,000 miles of roadway, but yet we rank 49th in funding, as we've reported on for years. I'll start with you, Representative Razor.
Think about what you just said. We rank 49th in funding. We're a state that sits in the middle of the continent. We have the continent's two great rivers running through our state, interstates that go from Canada to Mexico, coast to coast. We have the second and third largest rail hubs and two international airports, and we're not making transportation a priority. I think that is absurd on our behalf as leaders of this state. Where I will give the governor credit is I liked his proposal for using the online sales tax to pay off some of the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 20 years, instead of raising the gas tax, we've borrowed $4 billion to maintain our system. It is now the second largest piece of the MoDOT budget. After maintaining the system as it is, it's paying off the bonding that we have. So I like using that money. If you buy something on Amazon, a truck's got to bring it to your house. So that seems like an appropriate way to do it. But we need to start thinking about long-term solutions that is investing in Missouri and in Missourians through our infrastructure. And that's airports, roads, bridges, ports, We should be capitalizing on our location, not just in the country, but on this continent, and we're not doing it.
Representative Vasey, you've pulled your district numerous times. They support a gas tax increase.
Yeah, by a pretty much a 2-to-1 margin. They do, and I've talked to many, many people, especially in the rural areas, that they would like to see clear language, ballot language, that would identify funding for roads and bridges only, and I think it would pass if we put it on the ballot.
Greg Razor has talked about it. You have talked about it. Doug Leibla has a Senate bill. It would be 2 cents. But when I asked Speaker Haar about that at the press conference, his response to me was, well, no one on our side has filed it, but Doug Leibla has. And Joe Runyon has filed the bill, but he's a Democrat, so I'm not. He didn't come out and say he opposes it, but he more or less said they don't have an appetite to do that. That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah, I've heard him say that before. So it's the prerogative of leadership on what makes it to the floor. So we'll just have to kind of see how things unfold. But I do agree with what Representative Razor just said. I think he was spot on everything he said about our key location and. We should do more, and hopefully we can in the future.
I know you both got to run. Two quick things. I want to talk about jobs, the big USDA and Nucor, and then we'll finish with Mizzou. The governor got a standing ovation from both sides, and you both have worked on this issue when he said it's never been done before, but Kansas. In fact, you were the first one to stand up and applaud the Republican governor. But the 500 jobs in Kansas City that are going to pay about $100,000 a year, USDA getting that. He praised the Kansas City folks, and he also praised Quinton Lucas. Both of your response on what he talked about in those jobs.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of the competition for that, but we beat out 130 other entities to get that. So as a former federal employee, I think that's pretty cool. We got it in Missouri.
And, Greg, I did not know that, to Chuck's point, I did not know that we beat out 134 jobs, 34 cities. I hadn't heard that until today.
You know, it's very exciting, and I know Kansas City is excited for these people. They're going to be coming from D.C., moving to Kansas City. Now, if you look at the national press, there is some pushback.
Sure.
These folks have their homes in D.C. They live there. Their kids are in school there. They're not real excited about moving across the country, but if any of them are listening, I hope they'll reach out to us. Kansas City is excited to welcome them to their new home, to Missouri, to Kansas City. We're excited to have these 500 new Kansas Cityans coming to Missouri.
In it.